Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. We'll learn more about them in just a few minutes. Yeah, if you're looking for a trailer or need a custom-built trailer, whether it's a flatbed or a dump trailer, maybe an enclosed trailer. Yeah, you drive by, you see them all on their lot. Stop on in, talk to Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Chad and the crew, they can help you out all at Midsoda. Well, let's check in, get some details regarding the swine industry. Jason Franken, ag economist at the University of Missouri. Now, according to USDA's December Hogs and Pigs report, it put the inventory on December 1st at 75.8 million head. Now, that's down about a percentage point from last quarter, but up a half percent from this time a year ago. It was the size of the September, October, and November pig crop, however, that really captured the trade's attention, according to Jason Franken. In the swine industry, he says.
The main surprise is a record September to November pig crop, up more than 2% from a year ago and just above the upper end of the range of pre-report expectations, as a marginal cut in sows farrowed was more than offset by 11.92 pigs per litter, up more than 2% from last year's record for the period, continuing the upward trend in pigs per litter. While this level of productivity growth took the trade by surprise, in part because it's difficult to continually break records by large margins, further productivity growth is feasible, as Denmark is recently averaging around 15 pigs per litter.
Jason Franken from the University of Missouri. Some additional details. While there are more pigs per litter coming, it's the number of market-ready hogs that drives the nearby prices. Those numbers came in about as expected from USDA. And Franken says those are neutral, and it does kind of neutralize the marketplace. The number of pigs under 120 pounds is up from a year ago, and that makes the midterm market outlook a bit bearish. Still, there are just under 0.8% more hogs weighing under 180 pounds than the previous year. Now, those will go to market sometime January, February, or March, which implies similar supplies as a year ago for the period overall. That's when things may turn bearish, she says, in this market, according to
Franken. The greater-than-anticipated increases in inventories of lighter-weight hogs stems from the unanticipated record September to November pig crop, which also indicates bearishly higher slaughter levels for April through June. Respective slaughter levels should be similar to last year for July through September and higher for the remainder of 2025, given farrowing intentions for this winter nearly identical to actual farrowings a year ago, and those for spring at about 1.4% higher and more than expected. However, this all depends on whether current trends in pigs per litter persist.
Jason Franken from the University of Missouri, an ag economist, and his comments regarding some of the hog numbers here on Chasm Radio. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150 for a Saturday morning, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. We continue on the topic of hogs and pork producers and the economics of the industry in the new year. Here's Gary Crawford.
Judging from the USDA's latest quarterly hogs and pigs report, it seems like hog producers are very carefully maintaining a good balance between production and demand. U.S. Department of Agriculture livestock analyst Michael McConnell says the numbers in USDA's report do show that producers are walking a bit of a tightrope, carefully matching production with demand for that production. On one hand,
the pig crop during September to November of 2024 was at 35.2 million head. That was 2% higher than a year ago. The key thing here, there was sows farrowed between September and November was at just under 3 million farrowings for the quarter, which is about level to a year ago. But the pigs per litter was 11.92 pigs per litter, which was 2% higher than a year ago. And that was a record high and substantially higher than where we were a year ago.
So the industry's having to try to balance increased production caused by more pigs per litter, balancing that with lower farrowings. First,
farrowing intentions for December through February coming up, as well as March through May of next year, are down slightly, about 1%. So, we're expecting to see slightly fewer farrowings compared to where we were last year. But again, with the pigs per litter rate as strong as it is, that might not necessarily translate into fewer market hogs. So we'll have to continue to pay attention to that.
The balancing act seems to be working pretty well, though. Producer margins, after a poor year in 2023, have grown considerably in 2024, not just because of a good management of supply and demand, but other factors as well.
First of all, relatively lower feed costs have helped producers as the price of corn and soybean meal has been relatively lower, and that's helped returns through much of 2024, and that's likely going to continue into 2025. The other thing, too, is that demand has been fairly good, both in terms of export growth as well as strong prices and strong values feeding the domestic market as well.
USDA reports hog prices have been running 18% higher than this time a year ago, showing again that, according to Michael McConnell, that the hog industry's carefully, successfully walking that tightrope between producing too much pork and not enough.
Yeah, it's definitely a tightrope.
Definitely. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. We go from pork and now we go to transportation and some potential issues. I know Friday during AgriTalk hearing about a possible port labor contract dispute and maybe some delays or, those logistics and all of that could be hindered once again. Let's check in with the U.S. Meat Export Federation for additional details on this situation.
A new contract deadline is looming for port workers on the East and Gulf Coast as talks have stalled. As U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains, another work stoppage could have significant impacts on red meat exports if a new agreement isn't reached by January 15th.
On the pork side, 45% of our waterborne exports go off the East or Gulf Coast. And on the beef side, 30% of our waterborne exports originate from either the Gulf or the East Coast ports. For every week of a potential shutdown, it would be a loss in excess of $100 million just on beef and pork exports.
The impasse is already impacting the industry.
We already have exporters, I'm sure, diverting cargo or planning to divert cargo. Ocean carriers are anticipating that. So we already have surcharges in place, and probably there will be more in place between now and the 15th of January. And a lot of our cargo is refrigerated. So there's also the very real possibility that prior to January 15th, a lot of these ports may stop accepting refrigerated cargo just because of the uncertainty around the contract.
A port strike could impact U.S. beef and pork's advantage as a reliable supplier.
That's the ultimate concern, is our ability to supply to our customers. Our customers in regions like the Caribbean, in regions like Central America, into Europe, into South America, or even into the Middle East, a lot of that originates off the East Coast. So, being able to supply our buyers on a regular basis in a reliable manner is definitely at risk. So this encourages them to look at alternative sources of supply, be it from South America, be it from Australia. In the end, one of the biggest things is our ability to keep our reputation as a reliable supplier. And with this sort of situation and the possibility of a shutdown, that puts us at risk.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.
All right, John, thank you very much. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week. A lot going on, focusing on the swine industry and also, an industry everybody depends on is that transportation, exports, and that shipping. So we'll wait and see what happens. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill.